This is Matt Wells at UN News. If countries honour the Paris Agreement pledge on global warming of keeping temperature rises below 2 degrees Celsius, we'll see a net job creation of 18 million new jobs around the world. That's according to Guillermo Montt, senior economist at the Research Department of the International Labour Organization, or ILO. He was at the launch of ILO's World Employment and Social Outlook 2018 report at UN headquarters in Geneva this week. The ILO projects that if countries embrace green growth, 24 million new jobs could be created globally by the year 2030. But the report also predicts that the transition to a green economy will lead to the loss of 6 million jobs in industries related to carbon-based production. Mr. Montt spoke to Alpha Diallo and began by discussing the report's main findings.
The main finding is that from the perspective of the world of work, environmental sustainability is critical. Many jobs depend on a healthy and stable environment. So for us, from the perspective of the world of work and the ILO in particular, promoting a sustainable environment and promoting sustainability is key. Another main finding is that when we put this message, this urgency to task in seeing what happens if we achieve sustainability in the energy sector, for example, we find that there's positive impact on the world of work, notably through job creation. So if countries adopt measures to reach the 2-degree goal set out by the Paris Agreement, we'll see a net job creation of 18 million new jobs around the world.
And at the regional level, there will be net job creation in the America, Europe, Asia, and the Pacific region. What are they doing to get these encouraging trends?
Basically, a continuation of what they've been doing. So they don't directly foresee that this will necessarily happen. It's just a continuation of current trends. Now, that means that they have the linkages within their economies to make one change promote other positive impacts in their own economy, and also less dependency on sectors that will be hit by a transition to sustainability, notably carbon-intensive sectors like coal mining, energy production, electricity production from fossil fuels, etc.
So why Europe, for example, and the America are doing their best to create a new job on green economy?
There's two reasons. One, in the Americas, for example, there is today a large reliance on fossil fuel energy. So there is the potential to decrease that and replace it by renewables. And in adopting renewables, there's many linkages throughout the economy that get activated. Manufacturing of electrical parts, mining of copper to meet and create those electrical parts. All those exist within the region, so they are promoted as employment opportunities. In Europe, they've made advances in terms of adopting renewable energy, so the bulk of their job creation is through the adoption of energy efficiency. So adopting measures in buildings and construction to increase the efficiency of buildings will create employment, notably in the construction sector and all the materials that feed into the construction sector.
And at the same time, why they could be lost his job in Africa, in the Middle East?
That is mostly because of the dependency of their economies on fossil fuels. We project these job losses, which amount to 300,000 in Africa and 300,000 in the Middle East. We project them, and they will likely take place if they don't do anything else to diversify their economies. Now, that is not a given, and there is an opportunity to create an alternative path that actually creates more employment than is being destroyed.
And as you are talking about oil sector, only two sectors, petroleum extraction and petroleum refining, shows losses of jobs of 1 million or more jobs. Is this the sector that will be most affected by climate change, according to ILO?
The sectors that will be most affected by averting climate change. Climate change itself will affect jobs in all industries, and particularly in agriculture, in fishing, in tourism, in pharmaceuticals, through the loss of biodiversity, and many others. So for us, when we talk about climate change and the job losses that could be created as a result, we see a broad impact throughout the world of work, and we think action needs to be taken to avert climate change.
You're talking about action to be taken, but how could the green economy overcome, for example, poverty?
So the green economy, we find that in the specific scenario of energy, creates employment around the world. So that is a positive news for poverty alleviation. When we think about other measures to advance the green economy, for example, in agriculture and the adoption of conservation agriculture practice or organic agriculture, those generally reap more benefit to farmers. So farmers take in more money, either because of higher yields or because of higher prices, which also lead to poverty alleviation.
And ILO calling countries to anticipate the skill needed. What will be this new training program?
We see it as a training program that is developed in collaboration with employers and workers, particularly because the specific needs of which industries will be developed in a green economy cannot be foreseen 20 years in advance, but in that process is facilitated when it's done in collaboration with employers who can call out the needs very quickly for specific skills. For example, in a country that is installing solar panels in a desert, those skills will be needed, and they can be the first ones to call out and say, we need those skills. Instead of bringing workers from abroad, we can train our own workers. That needs to be done in constant dialogue. And we see countries that are acting in this regard, engaging the different stakeholders, the different constituents, to create this dialogue, to identify the skills needs and also develop the training programs to reach them.